Judy Tremmel lives in rural Kewaunee County. She says freshly spread manure ran off the fields of a large neighboring farm in February 2004 and contaminated two drinking water wells, including hers.
And the problem was there were no rules in place, so we were told, to prevent him from spreading on that field. Common sense would have indicated to the DNR and that operator that if it's 40 degrees and there's 18 inches of snow on the ground and it's actively melting off the field, you basically do not want to spread another 84,000 gallons of liquid on there.
After spending thousands of dollars for a new well and other repairs, Tremmel has joined some other landowners and environmental groups to push for revised state rules on manure management. And she says the DNR is taking a small but positive step with a package it's proposing. The measure would target roughly the state's largest 150 farms, those with about 700 or more cows, 2,500 pigs, or 55,000 turkeys. Among other things, the farms would have to be able to store liquid manure for up to 6 months and face limits on when and how the manure is spread. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation likes some of the DNR's plan, but Federation spokesperson Paul Zimmerman says the package goes beyond what the federal government requires, including the timing of manure spreading.
The concern that livestock groups have is we're going to, in essence, require a lot of farmers to put the manure on in a very short time frame before spring planting, and we're concerned that if Mother Nature doesn't cooperate and drops a lot of rain in a week-long period like we had recently, in a given spring, that we could cause more runoff events than if the farmers could periodically apply the manure throughout the year.
If the DNR board passes the manure management package, farm groups could appeal their case to legislative committees that have been more sympathetic to the larger livestock operations. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.